All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So I want to spend the next thing that we finished. You know, we just finished the 13th chapter of Chovas HaTalmidim, and to a certain degree finished a section in the Sefer. I figure we'll spend the next couple of mornings, this morning, Thursday, Friday, in Eretz Hashem, focusing a little bit on Pesach, the upcoming Yom Tov, with a specific focus on Chometz. And the deeper meaning of chametz and what our avoda is vis-a-vis chametz. So, just by way of introduction, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev has a beautiful idea. The pasuk says, "This is in Shmos Yud Gimel Hey." By Pesach, Torah says, "Va'avarta es ha'avoda hazos b'chodesh hazeh," and you will go ahead and perform this avoda during this month. So the Rebbe says, what's this avoda? So although again, so the Rebbe understands that the avoda that Torah is referring to over here is the readying of the home for Pesach, which means the cleaning for chametz. So the Rebbe writes, Shenikayon habayis, you don't have this on your sheet just yet, Shenikayon habayis mikol piru shel chametz, dome la'avoda sakohen gadol yom kippur. This is a dramatic statement. They're cleaning the house for Pesach and ridding the house of chametz is the equivalent of the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Right? Can you imagine this? Literally cleaning your house on Pesach is like the Kohen Gadol's avoda, the Kohen Gadol's sacred service on Yom Kippur. Where does he get that from? Ksiv ha'ha, es ha'avoda hazos. So by Pesach it says, this avoda, uksiv hasam, and it says by Yom Kippur, bizos yavo Aaron el ha'kodesh. So with this, Aaron will come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Rebbe understands that the word bezos, right, ultimately is used in both contexts. Va'avarata as ha'avodah hazos b'chodesh hazeh. You will do this avodah on this month. Bezos yavo Aaron el HaKodesh, to teach me that the avodah of cleaning the chametz is the equivalent, ultimately, of the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. And I must say, the truth is, when you see this statement, it feels nothing less than shocking. What does that mean? Okay, I understand cleaning for Pesach, getting rid of the chametz is important, but to say that cleaning the chametz is the equivalent of the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is the one time that the Kohen Gadol gets to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Holy of Holies. One man, perhaps the holiest man within all of Klal Yisrael, goes into the most sacred space of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I'm on my hands and knees, going ahead and vacuuming out corners, going ahead and cleaning out my pockets for chametz that I might have left there months ago, that's the avoda, ultimately, of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. But yet, that's the Rebbe says. Not only does the Rebbe say it, but ultimately, again, he brings down a gzir shava, right? Zos, you will do this avoda on this month, Pesach, bezos yavo Aaron al HaKodesh. With this, Aaron will come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim again to teach me that cleaning for Pesach, getting rid of the chametz for Pesach, is like the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So to appreciate this a little bit more, I want to share with you this piece by the Baal Shem Tov. So you have the sheets in front of you. If you don't have a copy, they're right on the back table. Right on the table where Yaakov is sitting on the back there. And they also just put it out on the WhatsApp, so you have it on your phone as well. So the Rebbe writes as follows. He says, B'sefer Seder Hayom, Kasav V'zeleshono. So the Rebbe writes as follows. Afal pi she'inyan b'dikas chametz zu u'sreifasa mitzas asei. Even the checking for chametz, ultimately, again, the sreifa, the burning of chametz, is a mitzas asei. Afilu hachi, Hakamana ledavar acher gadol mimenu. So what the Rebbe writes here is as follows, which is there's no question that on a most basic level, the concept of bedikas chametz, the concept of sreifas chametz, ultimately again is a mitzvah saseh, is a positive commandment, and therefore again we do it because there is a mechanistic obligation. There must definitely be something deeper. Afilu hachi hakavana ledavar achar gadol mimenu. There's something deeper. And I will say, that's why I gave you that introduction by Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, because ultimately, again, that introduction tells you that there is something deeper and more profound that is unfolding over here. Yes, there is the mechanistic level, there is the mechanistic details, but there is also something deeper which is unfolding over here. What is it that's unfolding? V'hu levar hachomitz hamachmitz libos b'nei adam. And I will say, of course, we know, and again, this is a concept that is well known, but we're going to delve into it a bit more. The concept is to get rid of the chametz, which ultimately, again, hamachmitz, which causes the chimutz process in the hearts of man. I will say there is external chametz and there is internal chametz. The external chametz we're all familiar with. The external chametz, we know what it looks like. The external chametz, we know the definition of it. But there's also an internal chametz. There's an internal chametz that ultimately erodes at the heart of man. There's an internal chametz that could go ahead and literally destroy you from the out, from the inside out. V'hu yetzer hara. Asher hu sa'ar shebi'isa. And what's this internal yetzer hara? This internal yetzer hara ultimately is the sa'ar shebi'isa. It is the yeast in the dough. It is that which is inside of me, ultimately, again, that runs the risk of destroying me. V'alke, mishuhu bal nevesh, tzarech lifkoach einav b'inyan achimot hazeh, shelo yischam etzbo. Therefore, I will say, every single person has to clean out his soul. Every single person has to clean out his heart and find the chametz that is inside to make sure that it does not go ahead and erode all the good that I have. Sha'achar shi'ischametzu kasha lachziro matza kasher haya. You know, I will say, the problem with chametz, a lot of things in life, even after you make a mistake, you could dial it back. It's a big schus in life, right? That even a lot of mistakes that you make, you can walk them back. It's difficult, however, once something becomes chametz, it is difficult for that which becomes chametz to be remade back into matzah. It is a profound idea. Once something becomes chametz, it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to reverse that process. Ubal seichel, Eino tzarech lahamtin ad erev Pesach la'ayin al davar zeh. The Rebbe says, a bal seichel, which means someone with knowledge, realizes, don't wait until Thursday night, right? Don't wait until Thursday night as you're searching for external chametz to search for internal chametz. Ella, b'chol yom v'yom, is actually quite beautiful. He makes a play on words from the Megillah. B'chol yom v'yom, Mordechai mishalech ladas es shalom Esther. Right? Every single day, right, the Megillah said, this is after Esther was taken as Queen Tachashverosh. Every single day, Mordechai used to walk to see what was happening with Esther. Right? What was happening with Esther? Says the Rebbe, who's Esther? Esther, hi hanefesh ha'aguma hanistira biso chaguf. Who is Esther? Esther, ultimately, again, is the soul. Esther is the neshama, who is hidden inside of the body, right? Hester is from the Lashon of Seser, from the Lashon of Hidden. Unesuna biyad zarim achzarim. And sometimes that Esther, that beautiful neshama, right, is living in a world that she does not want to be a part of, is living in a world ultimately within Achashverosh. Sometimes that beautiful soul, that beautiful Esther, is bombarded by negative influences. V'tzarech leida b'chol yom es shloma. And you have to know every single day, you have to check every single day, how is Esther doing? And what is happening with her? Well, so you hear this beautiful, beautiful imagery, hear what the Rebbe is saying, that in life, again, there's an Esther. There's an Esther. The Esther is the neshama. The Esther often is living with Achashverosh. The Esther is often, unfortunately, in hostile territory. And what happens? Mordechai mishalich ladas es shalom Esther. Right? B'chol yom v'yom. And Mordechai mishalich ladas es shalom Esther. Every single day, Mordechai has to go and see who's Mordechai. Mordechai is the Jew. Mordechai is me and you. And every single day, Mordechai has to walk around to find out, how is Esther doing? Right? How is Esther faring? How is the neshama doing? Umayya aseba. However, says the Rebbe, Ava mishu yashin v'tardemas elokim nafla alav v'nechoshish al nafsho lahakir eshlama. But here's the problem. Someone who's asleep in life, someone who's asleep in life, v'tardemas elokim, and a divine drowsiness, or I should say a drowsiness to the divine, descends upon him, v'imachoshesh al nafsho lahakir es shloma, and he does not go ahead and put in the requisite effort to figure out how the neshama is doing. So we'll say, so what the Rebbe describes over here, the Baal Shem Tov describes over here, is that a lot of times we walk through life sleepwalking. We saw this in the Piagetsna as well. We walk through life sleepwalking. And Mordechai doesn't go to check on Esther, right? And Mordechai doesn't go to check on the neshama. And I don't do an inventory every single day to see how I am doing, to see ultimately how I am spiritually faring. So as I say, watch this. Alkim, Hamerachim al Abrios Yisparach, Sivano Bezos HaMitzah Shal Bir Chametz. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah of Bir Chametz. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give a mitzvah of Bir Chametz? Umitoch Zeh, Yehiye Ofan Ve'inyan Lenirdam, Lechapes Acher Ma'asav. Rabbi said, this is incredible. Even though, again, what's supposed to happen? The Mordechai is supposed to check on Esther. The Jew is supposed to check on the Neshama every single day. But for many of us, that doesn't happen. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Once a year, he gives us a mitzvah of Bir Chametz. Once a year, he tells us to clean our homes, to clean our pockets, to clean our clothing, to clean our lives. And I will say, what does that do? What does that do? That reminds me that, by the way, it's not just enough to check my external pockets, I have to check my internal pockets also. It's not just enough to clean the outer bias, I have to clean the inner bias as well. The Yomar, my inyan bir hachametz hazeh, and I have to say to myself, what is it with all this bir hachametz? Kala shana anu tzvichim eilav, kala shana anu tzvichim eilav, v'rotim acharav, v'achshav lechapis acharav ulerotfo, so we'll say, so again, what's happening over here? Person gets to think to themselves, for 51 weeks out of the year, Chametz is my friend, and now I have to run after it, I have to destroy it, it becomes enemy, public enemy number one. What's happening over here? Umitoch kach yiten al libo lisorer, o achirim yagidu lo ha'inyan, ha'chametz wa yitzahara, shu chametz upagu, v'chein chametz b'gematria pigima, The Rebbe says something so magnificently beautiful, which is that what happens? See, Rebbe says, my avoda of the entire year, and by the way, this is actually incredible because you know, what's the halacha with Pesach? When do you begin to prepare for Pesach? When do you begin to prepare? Shloshim yom kodem achag. You have to prepare 30 days before the Yom Tov. So says the Rebbe, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, 30 days before the Yom Tov I begin to prepare. Listen to this. How do I begin to prepare? I'd read the pasuk in the Megillah. B'chol yom v'yom Mordechai mishalech ladas es shalom Esther. We'll say that's my preparation for Pesach that I begin 30 days before the Yom Tov. B'chol yom v'yom Mordechai mishalech ladas es shalom Esther. Every single day Mordechai, who's Mordechai? Mordechai is the Jew. Mishalech has to walk around ladas es shalom Esther to know how is Esther faring. Who is Esther? The Hester? Esther is the Neshama. 30 days before Pesach, I have to begin the process to try to figure out how is the Neshama doing. I will say that we all know the secret is, when is Mordechai supposed to check on how Esther is doing? When is Mordechai supposed to do this? B'chol yom v'yom, every day. But most of us don't end up checking on the welfare of Esther on the Neshama every single day. So at least in preparation for Pesach, I begin this process. And says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Rabosai, this is the entire point of Bedikas Chametz. This is the entire point of Sreifas Chametz. That sometimes to do something dramatic, to awaken us to the avoda that we have to do inside of ourselves. Ideally, we're supposed to do this avoda each and every day. But because we don't do it each and every day, at least once a year, to remind ourselves, look inside, introspect, take stock, take inventory, figure out what chametz, what has eroded in the inside, what needs to be expunged, what needs to be incinerated, what needs to be destroyed, what needs to be rehabilitated. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that it's difficult for us to jumpstart this process on our own. Therefore, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He gives us an external physical process with the hope that through the external physical process, I will be inspired to engage in the internal one as well. And I will say, so as we prepare for these days, and a lot of times we're preparing in so many different ways. So we're preparing our homes. If we're going away, we're preparing to pack in all different kinds. And Baruch Hashem, wonderful, beautiful preparations, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Ein preparation gedola nizo. B'chol yom v'yom Mordechai mishalech lada'as es shalom Esther. It's in these days when Mordechai has to check on Esther. It's on these days when we go ahead and we search the homes, we search our pockets, we search our clothing, we search our bayis, that we have to remember to search for the chametz that is within as well. And if we find it, to find the courage to identify it, to find the courage to ultimately expunge it, to destroy it, and to find the courage to rebuild that which perhaps has eroded. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. Pick up with more ideas in the Baal Shem Tov tomorrow.